This is KUNM. I'm Chris Boros. Top Human Services Department officials testified in federal court today in Las Cruces about whether New Mexico can handle applications for food stamps and Medicaid. State employees told the judge earlier this year that emergency food stamp applications were being falsified so the state wouldn't blow federal deadlines for processing them. Public Health New Mexico's Marisa DeMarco joins us by phone from Las Cruces. Hi, Marisa.
Hi, Chris.
So you were in the courtroom all day today watching this unfold. What was the mood like this time around?
You know, it was mostly cordial, but sometimes a little bit tense. And a lot of that tension centered on a line of questioning aimed at whether Secretary Brent Ernst has been doing the job well enough or is responsive enough to those allegations.
Now, U.S. District Judge Carmen Garza unsealed the state's internal investigation into these allegations. Now, what does that mean? I mean, is this unsealing a big deal?
Yeah, it is kind of a big deal because so far we've heard allegations that workers were, you know, sending applications up the chain and that they would come back to them and they would no longer be emergency food stamp applications. But we haven't really heard a lot of response from HSD about it. So today the Inspector General took the stand and he said that they evaluated 3 months of online applications and they found about 260 cases. They flagged 260 cases that could have had that happen to them. So that's some confirmation that, you know, that that may have been going on. So the judge decided to unseal his report to the court, which means it'll be available to the public. And it'll have all the names redacted and all the case numbers redacted, but we should be able to read through it either tomorrow or the next day.
Now, in the previous hearing in this case, state employees, they pleaded the fifth nearly 100 times, refusing to discuss HSD food stamp applications. They didn't discuss the allegations of fraud by supervisors, but HSD's Inspector General, Adrian Gallegos, testified, and he's been conducting that internal investigation ever since these allegations came to light in April. What has he found so far?
Yeah, so they've done some interviews, and some of the people, like one of the people that they interviewed, said the practice has been going on for 24 years, potentially, and that got brought up in court a lot today. Now, the New Mexico Center on Law and Poverty did its best to kind of poke holes in his investigation, and they questioned his methods and questioned who had and hadn't been interviewed. The Inspector General says he might work with the Attorney General or with the U.S. Attorney on a bigger investigation and maybe a criminal one.
And we finally heard from HSD Secretary Brent Ernst, and he's in charge at HSD, and he hasn't really been talking to media outlets as far as you can tell. So what did he have to say?
Yeah, he hasn't really been talking to media outlets. You know, they're not responding to our request for interviews. I requested an interview in person today, and they declined. But he testified on the stand today that he had never heard of the practice of falsifying applications until the hearing in late April when all of those employees came forward with that information. And then he said that after he heard about it, he issued orders to make sure that it doesn't happen anymore, that that every HSD employee knows that it's not okay to make up info or add it to an application. Well, we did also hear from the Inspector General today that someone came forward as recently as this week with an allegation that that had happened. But Brent Ernst told all the supervisors that retaliation would not be tolerated. And then we also heard about two people who had testified in the previous case about the applications who said they've been retaliated against. So, yeah, that was kind of the bulk of his testimony.
So what's next? I mean, what could the judge decide?
Well, so the New Mexico Center on Law and Poverty is asking that that a third-party expert take over applications processing in the state of New Mexico. And New Mexico and HSD is arguing that that's an extreme measure and says it's not called for. And they're hoping that instead the judge will appoint an independent monitor to evaluate and decide if they're in compliance with federal rules and report back to the judge. But the New Mexico Center on Law and Poverty is saying that, you know, hungry families are paying the price and there's no more time to waste.
Thanks, Marisa.
Thanks, Chris.
Public Health New Mexico's Marisa DeMarco reporting live from Las Cruces, where a federal judge heard testimony on the state's processing of food stamp and Medicaid applications. Today, you can find a timeline of the case and more of our coverage online at publichealthnm.org. Funding for Public Health New Mexico comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, the Conalma Health Foundation, and the McCune Charitable Foundation.